Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Kimberly Gaines, please?
This is she.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now, are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or probably will not vote?
Probably will vote.
Probably vote, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes, what is your race?
African American.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
51.
51. Okay. Hold on. 51. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have, you know, them focused on. You say 10 if it's most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one will be reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Can.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Can.
Improving K through 12 education.
Can.
And making college more affordable.
Can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you, okay, you said, all 10. All right, and thinking about, you know, race relations in America today, do you think are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Staying the same.
The same, okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in, you know, in the African American community are better, worse? What about the same as in white communities?
Do I believe what? I'm sorry.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Worse, okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two choices, okay? Would that be cigarettes, opioid, and fentanyl, vaping, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, or heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack?
Alcohol. And marijuana.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused, you know, on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support. Abstinence, you know, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to a less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you your rate, you know, your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each one, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with that product, okay? The first one is oral nicotine pouches.
No, I'm not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay, heat not burn tobacco products.
No, not familiar.
And e-cigarettes or vapes.
I've heard of it. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat, okay. Right, ma'am, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have, instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful from tobacco. To less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Okay, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Cost of smoking has gone up, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
I don't know,
because
I guess the
call. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it a lot more questions I'm studying for an exam?
Well, that's just, we're almost like, past halfway already. It might be like 2-3 minutes, ma'am. And I'll go real fast, okay?
Mm-hmm. Please, yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? The statement A says the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But, that may not be immediate possible for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them, until they are willing to be able to quit entirely. And that's statement A. Statement B says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. The smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
So would that be a strongly B or somewhat B?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm taking a life and health insurance test in the morning, and I'm into some heavy studying right now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. No problem. Maybe we can call you some other time so we can finish it, okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.